Welcome to the Room for Recap, the heartbeat of the faith and family film industry. I'm Laura May, your host and industry insider from Christian Casting. I am thrilled to bring you the ultimate weekly experience that goes beyond the screen. This is not just a podcast. It's a movement, a community, and a celebration of the incredible stories shaping our faith-based film world. We are so excited you're here. Are you ready to jump in? Let's go. Hi, my name is Laura May, and I am the founder of Christian Casting and the Room 4 app. I am a wife, mom of nine, casting director, producer, actress, and writer from Southern Maryland.
Hello, my name is Xavier Garcia, writer-director based north of Boston, and excited to get into all things cinema and story.
Hi, I'm Drew Hunt. I'm a wife, a mom of four, an actor, a content creator, and I am so excited to be spending this time here with you.
Hey guys, I'm Keys, and I'm a mom to three amazing kids. I'm a writer, an actor, a radio host, and a Room 4 intern. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. I am all in.
So, what is the Room 4 recap? Here's what you'll find as you come along on this journey. We are your backstage pass to the latest in faith and family films with upcoming news, compelling interviews with industry leaders, exciting opportunities for exclusive giveaways, free festival passes to VIP access at industry events, and more. This isn't just news. It's an invitation to be a part of something extraordinary. We are not just observers here. We are participants in the Room 4 movement, and we want to invite you to join us.
All right, so we are back with a new episode of the Room 4 Recap, and we are fresh off the Christian Worldview Film Festival. So I think Drew and I, we're going to chat a little bit about that. We were there in person. We'll get some feedback from Keys and Xavier as well for other film festivals. But first, let's go ahead and just talk about socials, because I love to do that first. So Drew, why don't you let us know what's happening right now?
Yes, so let's see. We've had some fun as always. I really love engaging with y'all on the Room 4. We're on all the socials, by the way. I mean, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, you know, we're on the Twitter, but where we're really spending a lot of time right now is on Facebook. There's just so much, you know, that you can do there in terms of content sharing and, you know, the comments that we're able to have. Mm-hmm. that we're able to have in the comment section. It's been really cool. So one of the things that I loved, we shared the question this week about character versus method acting. What's your favorite? And we got, of course, a bunch of responses. And, you know, there were a few folks that were, you know, diehard Meisner all the way. That's it. You know, that's a method approach. But we saw a lot of mixed kind of processes. That's what I really loved, is you guys were coming out and sharing your kind of individual process, which I thought was really cool. And it kind of struck me. We've had this conversation a lot as a team. And I think in the last podcast, we talked about it a little bit, how much audiences are craving authenticity in performances and in the storytelling in the films that we're seeing. And so I thought it was really interesting that our actors are really getting creative with how you're showing up on screen, and, you know, mixing a little bit of the character acting with a little bit of the method acting, which, you know, the character acting is when you create literally a character with its own, you know, personality completely separate from yourself, versus the method acting is when you're getting into, you know, you're pulling from your own like personal emotions. And what a lot of you said was, I kind of do both. I kind of mix it up a little bit. And so anyway, I thought that was a lot of fun. One other thing that I thought was cool this week, it was a clip that came from a casting director during a panel discussion that happened earlier this year. And she talked about how, you know, a lot of times when you are going out for a role, less is best. I thought that was a good little pro tip for the week.
Yeah.
Because when we're, you know, it is quite competitive when you're auditioning for a role, you're wanting to be involved in this wonderful film industry. You want to stand out a lot of times. And sometimes we can kind of overdo it when we're trying to stand out. So knowing the character that you're playing, knowing why you're there, and just, you know, you don't have to overact to get the point across. Sometimes scene stealing will get you remembered for the wrong things.
Oh yeah.
And not just overacting, even just like when you're walking into the room, just like not being yourself and your nerves kind of take over and you're trying to make an impression. And so you're like being awkward. You're like, it's like, wait a minute, you know, like relax, be professional. You know, the process, like
trust that.
Enter like, yeah, trust that. Trust the process. Trust the work that you've put in. There's the muscle memory does take over. Like you belong in that room. Like you got in that room. You belong in that room. So be in that room and be yourself in that room, because they aren't looking for, they're looking for something that isn't like, I don't know. I think people sometimes think if they'll like me, you know, then they'll choose me. It's like, no, they're these professionals are looking for what you bring to the story, what you can bring to the script. And it's not personal. It's never personal. So if you can put that, you know, if you can keep that in the back of your mind that it's never personal, it's like that the no's are not personal. It's not no against you. It's like what you offered isn't what I need right now, you know? So anyway, Laura could probably talk for days.
Well, on that note, if you guys are not tuning in to Beverly Holloway's Let's Talk Tuesdays, you're missing out. I don't care what part of the industry you belong to. They're incredible. And she had an industry veteran named Joth Riggs. Love that guy. She had him on a couple weeks ago. And they were talking about Christopher Walken and how when he gets on set, when the actors are called, he walks in and gets on his mark and stays there and waits. Which show he is such a class act in that way that there's so many actors that will show up and then they're having side conversations and you know, you're having to call for them. The first AD is having to go, okay, on your marks, on your marks,
hanging over at
guys, Crafty. We gotta go. Yes. Come on guys, you know, and the lighting team has already set up. The camera team is already ready. They are zoned in. And one thing that we talked about in the comments is that if you're newer to acting, what you may not realize is that the crew is there for hours after you go home. Mm-hmm. And so it was such an incredible inspiration to me to know that if you're working with someone like Christopher Walken, you know, just that concept to go in and without a word, get on your mark, and what appreciation that shows to all of the crew, to the director, to the rest of the actors. And if you're waiting on anyone, it isn't him. So, you know, when we're trusting the process and we're talking, we talk a lot about excellence on this show. That was just really encouraging to me. And so if you guys are not getting on that show on Tuesday nights, hop on. There are nuggets all over and incredible guests like Joth. And I know, Xavier, you and I have both gone through his directing your movie course. Great, great stuff to offer. Awesome. We should probably have him in on a show. That would be really cool. But yeah, I think that just what you were saying, Drew, I mean, we need to do what we do and be excellent at what we do. We don't ever want to become caricatures of ourselves.
Yes, that's so good.
Because
right.
Authentic gift God has given you. You show up and you use it with excellence, and you'll never, here's the fact, guys, you will never have to compete for what God has already deemed is yours. Never. Amen. And amen. So knowing that, approach it with excellence. And if the door closes, it wasn't meant for you. It's not a competition. And if the door opens, it was always meant for you. But I'm afraid we may miss some of our open doors because we did not pursue an excellence. And so, you just need to watch.
Method versus character doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. A lot of people think, well, you got to be this way in order to get
right.
That way. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You got to know yourself and know the tools that you can bring to whatever method you're going to use in order to like bring out story. So it's like for some just people to be able to build a character, it's easy. It's easy for them. And so go with that. And others are like, no, I have to internalize and draw in from my sense memory, these deep emotions and whatnot. It's like, okay, then go there. Whatever you can do in order to bring the character to life for those of you that are, you know, whatever. It's like you got to know what resonates with you personally. And so that means that you got to go through the training. because then you won't know. You got to take the courses. You got to test it out. Do a lot of short films. Put in the time. Do your due diligence. Put in the work. Because again, excellence. That's kind of like our word for the year, right, Laura?
Yes.
And so if like you're going to strive for excellence, you got to put in the work. And as you put in the work over time, you start to learn your voice. You start to learn what tools work best for you. You know, so it's like even like the story of like Jim Carrey when he started with comedy, he just would do comedy in front of the mirror just to see like, okay, what actually works? What makes me laugh? You know, it's like every day. It's like, so have that, put in your time, get in on those short films, do those sizzle reels, do, you know, practice, get into a theater, you know, whatever is available, use your iPhone. Goodness, we're just talking about the iPhone 15. It's like having like a high-end cinema camera in your pocket. Create your own content and practice, and you will learn what is best for you. It's like, oh, you know what? Like these method techniques actually really work for me, or character techniques. So I'm curious. I don't know what, I didn't get a chance to see the social media, what like the general, you know, final consensus was. Was there any like clear winner, or was it just kind of back and forth debating?
It was a lot of mixed responses of, like I said, there were a couple of responses that were diehard Meisner. That's it. But everybody else really, you know, there were, you know, close to a dozen that were like, this is my method. It's this layered with this. And then, you know, I map it out and it's so fascinating, you know, but bottom line, you guys have a process and that's wonderful. We serve a God who's a God of process. And so the fact that you're working it out, like Xavier said, whatever it is that you do to get yourself there, you don't have to confine yourself to a box, because I feel like that's something that I hear, you know, a lot of actors, you know, kind of just sharing back and forth. Well, I'm all about the Meisner method, or, you know, this method or whatever, and there are books and I've read all the books, and that's cool. But when you are actually in front of the camera and you got to perform the thing,
Well, I'll tell you what, quick story. I was 6 months pregnant with my now 5-year-old, and I was working crew on a film with Corbin Burnson and then Nancy Stafford. If you don't know Nancy Stafford, she was actually the legal assistant to Andy Griffith in Matlock. So, you know, major throwback. She's been in television for years. Excellent actress. Anyway, I'm on set just working crew with my daughter, and all of a sudden they go, "Hey, we had an actress that didn't show up. Who hasn't been seen yet?" The infamous line. Who have we not seen on camera? We're like, Laura, we need you in this scene. And I went, what? And so I'm acting in the same scene as Nancy Stafford. And so I was like, oh, you know, every crew member's dream is to pop on the other side. You know, well, not every crew member, but no, I like both sides. And so I remember the director said to me, because I had no time to prepare, literally they threw me into wardrobe I'm 6 months pregnant. And so they throw me in the scene, and all the director told me is, I need you to find a place in your mind where everything is broken, and what has become broken is completely undoable, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. She's like, got it? And I said, yes. And immediately I was transported back to laying on a hospital bed, and I was waiting for my first ultrasound, you know, dating ultrasound for one of my babies. And at 7 weeks, the heart had stopped beating. And that's the only thing I could think of is, in that moment, everything is broken and nothing will ever fix this. And so in my scene, I was supposed to be crying. And so immediately, just waterworks, you know, and they're like, okay, cut. You know, like, that was great, but you don't have to cry. And I was like, well, I don't know how to go to that space and not cry.
You have no idea where I just went.
So then they're like, okay, rolling, you know, and then we do it again. And I'm crying again, and stop cameras. And they're like, okay, Laura, you got to save some because we have to do this multiple times. I'm like, don't worry, there's plenty more where that came from. And so we keep filming, and they're like, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. But I talked about that experience in an acting session where, you know, I brought in a speaker, and people in the comments were kind of going crazy. Like, that's so dangerous. Don't encourage people to do that. You can't do that. It was very different for me. And I love that we're talking about mixing things, because in that moment, I had never shared of course I prayed and I read all kinds of miracle stories about women who were like, no, you know, they said my baby didn't have a heartbeat, but God knew. And then look, here's my child who's 7 now. That didn't happen for me. it didn't. You know, I passed the baby, and so I'd never experienced anything in life with that child. But then all of a sudden I was like, oh, baby, you and me just shared this moment in a movie together. And it was healing for me. And all of a sudden I went, Lord, you are the author of life and of true healing. And it was just, you know, in a future episode, we may get more into that. You know, you're talking about AI and some.
Yeah, this is a perfect point for you to link this to that previous AI conversation we had, where we were talking about the woman.
The other half of this story is found in our AI discussion.
And I encourage everyone to go listen to that, because we talk about how this grieving woman who lost a child. And yes. Laura, you just brought up an amazing point, though. You showed the audience exactly what that woman showed the audience. But here's the difference. She was manipulated and lied into it. You chose to show the audience that grief. You chose to show the audience that deep, guttural emotion that no one has ever seen. And you made the choice because you knew your boundaries. And for those of you that are lost in the context, go to that other episode.
And if you're going, wait, it's not out yet, then it'll be coming next week.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm mixing up the dates here. Okay.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But you know, the great thing was I didn't do it for healing. I mean, literally, it was just a split second decision, because she said, I need you to go to a place mentally where everything is broken and it can never be fixed. And that was literally just right where my mind jumped to. And it wasn't for any sort of cleansing or healing. But by the end of the day, it's like, I feel like me and that teeny little gummy bear baby child, you know, on the monitor, like we got to share a moment in life, and God brought things full circle. And it was just, it was really cool. So if you disagree, that's okay. Don't throw stones. But if you do agree, you know, it was interesting, because in the comments for that particular session we had, other people said, hey, I've experienced similar moments of healing that I never expected, but God allowed me to go back to that place. And then all of a sudden that pain had purpose, you know, and I was able to get it out, and then it healed a wound that had been gaping open. So just an interesting story with that.
Yeah. What was the film that was?
So that was First Lady. And Benjamin Dane was in there. A little throw out to him, because he just published a new book on acting. And so Christian Casting is actually going to be doing a course coming up based on Benjamin Dane's book. He was in there. Corbin Burnson from Psych was in there. Nancy Stafford, Stacey Dash from the old Clueless. You guys probably remember
that. But you know what? Who knows how that film touch someone else, and you were a key component of that. And so it's like your grief and your pain was not for nothing. Like it created something, and who knows how many people were touched and moved.
Well, you know, even Nancy in the background, she's like, girl, you're gonna make me cry. And I was like, oh, you you know, like so it was just, God is always doing things in ripple effects. And I just thought it was really neat that in authentic storytelling, you know, but if it's not for you, then don't go there. Know your boundaries and just however you need to in excellence. Stella Adler, man, she's my jam. If I had to resonate with anyone in particular, when I read her book, I'm like, that's me. That's me. That's how my brain works. But for some people, it's full Meisner. It's full, you know, whatever it might be. But I love Adler. So I'm just going to throw her name in.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, that's good. And being willing to go there, you know, to offer that emotional experience, like Xavier said, so that others could experience it. But then you got healing from it as well. I've had that experience in acting situations as well. And that's such a beautiful piece of what I feel like, you know, God meets you where you are, you know, getting to do this job. How cool, you know, just.
And to show up and be crew, but then the Lord to put me in.
Right.
Just.
Yeah. Me.
God is the author of healing, and he is in the details. So
that's awesome.
All right. Well, anything else on socials, or should we hit keys for current events?
I could keep going, but I know that, you know, we have so many other things to talk about. Keys, you want to jump in and share what you got going on?
Yeah, what we have going on, we got a lot of stuff coming in theaters in April. So first up is Someone Like You. You guys heard of Karen Kingsbury. She's a Christian author, and she started her own production company, which is cool. So this is new. It's called Karen Kingsbury Productions. So she's doing that, and she's putting out this movie based on her book. It's about a young woman who dies in her family. Like, they find her twin. No spoilers. That's what they show you in the trailer. But it is based on her novel. So that's cool. That's coming out on April 2nd. Like I said, there's another movie coming out called The Hopeful. That's April 17th and 18th only. It's only going to be in theaters for those 2 days from Fathom Events. And this one is set in the 19th century, like New England, about hope and faith and perseverance of these people. And so it's produced by Hope Studios and Kyle Portbury Films. So y'all just look up these companies so that you can see what else they're doing and if you can get involved with them, you know. On April 26th, Unsung Hero is coming out. And this is from the people who did Jesus Revolutions. And you know how popular that was. So this is probably going to be another one that's really, really good. It's by Kingdom Story. And they have a really good podcast that started. I know we share that about their podcast, mm-hmm. and we'll be sharing it on our stuff. So keep a lookout. Yep. But it's called The Storytellers with Andy Irwin, who is over Kingdom Story Company. So you definitely want to listen to their podcast, listen to the stories he has to tell, because he's talking with other filmmakers about, you know, the things that they're doing. One of the episodes, his latest episode, he talked to Randall Wallace, who did Braveheart. And he's also writing the upcoming sequel to The Passion of the Christ. So they had a great discussion on that podcast. So you might want to go listen to that. But Unsung Hero is about the true story of the parents of For King and Country. For King and Country mm-hmm. is my favorite Christian band. Okay.
And they're brothers of Rebecca St. James. I didn't know that.
Yes. So yeah, it's about their parents and about them coming over from Australia. So it's a really cool story. And that comes out on April 26th. And speaking of film festivals, there's a film festival on April 6th called the Industrious Families Faith-Based Film Festival. It's at the Blue Fox Theater in Grangeville, Idaho. So if you're out there in Idaho, please get yourself together and go to the film festival. And we have one more. Studio 220 Films is having an event. It's in Beaumont, Texas on April 6th at 2:20 Central Time. Okay. So it's called Lights, Camera, Let's Take Action, Chasing Faith Partnership Drive. They're trying to bridge cinema and faith to catalyze social change. So if you want to see what they're doing with this film, how they want to show people that they can use film to end faith, to bring about change in the world. So you might want to go to that if you're in Beaumont, Texas. So that's what I have going on in calendar events, y'all.
And if you were at the Christian Worldview Film Festival, specifically Wednesday night, you actually got a sneak peek at the Unsung Hero, and Rebecca St. James was there in person to share testimony before the video started. So that I felt like was kind of an amazing, you know, special gift to those who were at the festival. And so, and that new event, the film festival that you talked about, Keys, the Industrial, add that to the app in our resources of film festivals, because I had never heard of that one. You are doing an awesome job. You guys, Keys is digging. She is finding all kinds of awesome stuff that I had never heard of. Now, I say awesome with the disclaimer that it sounds awesome on the surface. So some of these things that we talk about, we don't have any experience with. We're just putting it out there, and we will always say part of excellence is doing your due diligence and throw it out there. This is not an endorsement. This is not a show of support. This is
literally what I was just writing down. Thank you, Laura.
Simply great minds think alike.
Yeah.
It's just us saying, here's the news, because we don't know of anywhere else in the faith-based industry where you can hear a collection of just what's happening and who to know. And so that's what we're trying to provide to you. But again, with that disclaimer that you each, hopefully, have the Holy Spirit and take each of these things to prayer and say, Lord, is this that you would have me pursue or you would have me look into? And he's pretty amazing like that. And he will answer if you ask. James promises that if we ask for wisdom, he will give us.
That's right.
And let me say, you're going everywhere. You are leaving no rock unturned, but it's the responsibility of the individual to then, now that the rock has been identified, you lift it yourself and do your due diligence.
That's right.
But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
our heart here is to provide the information. Yes. But we don't ever want anyone to feel uncomfortable or unsafe or that in any way. And but even in faith, you see there's a million denominations, right? Mm. Even in as Christians. So yeah. Everybody has different lines and different boundaries that they don't want to cross. So, you know, with these different events or these different movies, even like you might not like kissing in a scene or something like that. You might think, hey, this is a Christian movie, but they allowed them to kiss. Like some people have different boundaries. So just know, like yes, do your research. There's some websites that will tell you what's in a film, you know, how family friendly it is, you know, what kind of things, what some climatic elements happen. So you can go look that stuff up too first if you're concerned.
Yeah. Movie Guide does that. Plugged In reviews from folks on the family does that. I think, and it can be very polarizing, even within our faith-based industry.
Oh,
you honestly can find reviews. I think it was it called what was that movie based on the story of Hosea? Was it called
Redeeming Love? Yeah.
Redeeming Love. Wow. Mm-hmm. Did the internet split in half? The church split in half over that. I'll be honest.
It happened with The Shack too.
The Shack.
Yeah.
Listen, The Chosen even. There is a split. It's like the waters have parted and half is on one side and half the church is on the other side. But Xavier, you and I had a side conversation just about that topic the other day. And you said, hey, the responsibility falls on each of us.
Yes.
And actually in our AI show, we're going to talk about that too, how really the responsibility is not on the church in general or the faith-based film industry in general. Like the responsibility is individual and how approach it. And I love that when Nehemiah built the wall, he told people, you build the wall in front of your own home. And knew that that part of the wall was secure because they were going to do a good job building the wall of protection for their own home. And they hoped that the person next to them would take ownership and do that.
And so you get to Billy Bob over there who's snoozing and is like, come on, man, together.
Extra angels being assigned to that section. But I think it's
if there's a Billy Bob out there, I apologize. This was not directed at you.
Yes, it was.
Well, I'll tell you what, and if you, speaking of film festivals, I do have to do a quick plug for Christian Worldview because we were just there last week. Drew, you were able to come on Friday. Really quickly, I'm going to read you guys some of the session titles because if you want to go back and say, well, I couldn't make it there, flight, lodging, food, I just couldn't do it. If you can find $100, I'm pretty sure it's $99 for a guild membership that's spelled G-U-I-L-D. The Christian Worldview has a guild membership where you can go back and watch for one full year, not just the videos from this past event, but from 10 years prior. So you literally could attend virtually every, speaking of virtual AI, and not really AI, but you can go into 10 years worth of archives for every single panel that they've ever had. And some of these were how to market yourself as an actor, scene craft, the production office, set lighting 101, exploring ethical AI, you don't say, the wardrobe department, The Forge, which is the Kendrick Brothers new movie. It was a behind the scenes and EPK case study. I missed that one, but I would love to go back and see that. An emotional roller coaster, legal boot camp for filmmakers, composing film scores, production design step by step, how do you represent yourself, managing post-production, the line producer, storyboarding, advanced set lighting, art direction, building an effective team, intro to virtual production, the actor's toolbox, telling a story with camera movement, capturing content on set, marketing panel discussion, video audition review, camera department communication, the heart of the filmmaker, praying for your set, pitching your next big story with Unreal Engine. I'm going to stop there, but that's only up to Wednesday. Mm-hmm. There is a ton of stuff there for everyone. So if you say, well, I don't know if I belong at a film festival, you guys, that's one film festival and that's one 3-day chunk. That was their guild. And you can access all the information for $99. We should have a code, a Room 4 recap code. I'm just saying. I'll talk to them about that.
Yeah. Let's get our listeners some discounts.
Yes, but look for that in show notes. We'll definitely plug that because there's literally something there for everyone. And I didn't even read them all.
Yeah.
So
not every festival is like that. That like the Guild is really great in in setting up an educational experience for the filmmaker. There are some where it's just purely, you know, watching movies. There are some that are geared specifically toward networking. Do your due diligence, do your homework, look these up, because there are many that, like, it's interesting with the increase of like film aggregators out there, like Film Hub, a lot of like small places are now starting to like create their own festivals, and like there are festivals that are popping up, and I don't necessarily consider them festivals. I think they're more so like great networking opportunities with other creatives in your area that are, you know, making film, and it would be great for you to look into it. We're gonna start trying to aggregate all of that, right? And the you know, Room 4 app will have the resources so that you can see wherever you are, and randomly out in Minnesota, I can't think of a random town, you know, just it's the furthest point from Boston that I could think of. Somewhere in Minneapolis suburb, and you're like, there's nothing out here. There might be. We're gonna find it. Keys can find it. She can find anything.
Yes. Yeah. Girl got a gift for research.
And on the Guild, if you are a member for that year, you actually can list yourself and your location, and then you can look through and see. Now, obviously, it's only other members of the Guild, but it's still an incredible opportunity to see who else belongs to this, because this is somebody else. If I see someone I know, or if I see someone in my area that I would love to get to know, these are people that are serious about this industry. They are serious about learning. And I feel like a Guild membership, it kind of puts you at a different spot. You know, it proves that you're in it to win it. And so speaking of winning, Keys, let me throw that to you.
We have a giveaway, y'all. We have another chance for you to win a 6-month membership to Faith-Based Casting. And Laura, you really did a great job of talking about what they offer, but you can create a profile, you know, put your headshot, your resume on there, put your reels on there, your social media pages, and you have access to real professional casting notices, and you can submit through them, because anyone can set up a profile for free, but you would not be able to submit to the different casting notices that you see unless you have a membership. So this is a great opportunity for you to kind of be able to put yourself out there and see some real, if you're an actor, to see some real professional faith-based projects that you can be a part of. And we are offering that membership for you 6 months. So all you have to do to enter is you go to the Room 4 app, you like the post, and you comment all in, because you are all in your career. You're all in to start, go forth, go onward into pursuing your acting. And so we are all in with you. So make sure you comment that, and it will enter you, give you 4 entries, 1, 2, 3, 4, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, 4 entries in this giveaway. Okay. Now you can also go to Facebook, and you can go to Instagram, and you can like the post there and comment all in there, and you'll get 1 entry there. But we really want you to go to our Room 4 app, because that's where you'll see all the other resources that we have. You can look at all the film festivals, and you can look at all the other videos. You can see our podcast. You can see all the different things there in the Room 4 app. So make sure you go on there and like the post and comment all in to get you in this giveaway.
Yeah. And if you entered last time, enter again. You absolutely can enter a second time. So you will literally have, if you enter on the app, 8 chances, 8 entries. And so we will probably be picking those by the end of March. So get your entries in, and we're super excited to see who wins those. And special shout out, thank you so much to Faith-Based Casting for allowing us to give those away. On that note, even, you know, I'm going to say it on behalf of Faith-Based Casting. They do their best to vet opportunities that come in, but these are people who are coming to them saying, hey, can I post my casting notice? So if you receive anything on there that you want to submit to, pray. You're going to hear us say, be excellent and pray a lot on this podcast, because, you know, really, if the Lord is the one who has deposited this in you, I don't remember if it was part of our recording or not, Xavier, but you had talked in the past about how, you know, we have this innate need to breathe, but we also have this innate need to create that we didn't ask. We have not picked it up off of the store shelves and said, yes, please, I'll take that. It's like this thing that sometimes we would say, Lord, can you take this away? know how to pursue it, and it's consuming me, not in a good way. So in that, just know that their passion is to put out casting notices for the faith-based community, but that as people pursue them and say, hey, can we post this here? Do your due diligence. And yeah. Even down there, if you see a casting notice on room four, we do our best to vet, but it's your job. It's funny how we keep coming back to the buck stops with you. And what if you're like, I don't know how to navigate this journey. You belong to the one who created you. And I think that it's a great reminder that he's the one who deposited that in you. He is also the one who will guide these steps for you. And we are told the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And you know what righteous means? I love this. I share this with my kids often, is one who falls seven times and gets back up. I love that that verse is in there. It's not because we're perfect. It's not because we won't stumble, but it's because when we fall, we refuse to stay there. And we ask forgiveness like King David. And we just say, no, Lord, would you help us get back up and keep moving?
I think a really good discussion at some point would be to talk about just kind of like the faith-based industry in general, defining it, because I think people see the name faith-based and they think, oh, it's safe. You know, like this is, I'm just going to. But I think we brought that up at some point in, maybe it was the AI discussion where Keys, actually, you just mentioned it, you know, like the thousands of denominations and the thousands of just, you know, perspectives on what art is and what cinema is. And so at some point that would probably be one of those sword fight episodes where people are throwing stones like, no. So,
right.
Yeah. It was definitely an interesting discussion. I sat in, at the, film festival, Christian Worldview, on some directors roundtables, and that kind of kept coming up, you know, what exactly, like you just said, Xavier, how do we define it?
Faith-based industry. I have my strong opinions about it, but.
Well, we want to hear them.
Yes. We are actually out of time, but we want to say a huge thank you to, I want to say thank you to you guys. Thank you to Faith-Based Casting. And thank you to Groters Productions, who is actually the developing team behind the app. Super grateful for them. And so we are just building this team and heading on this journey together. And we are thrilled, as always, to have you, the listener, the watcher, here to join us on this journey. So you are not alone. We are absolutely along this path with you. And until next time, we will sign off for now.